How many people need to be saved? The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody needs to be saved, doesn't they? Everybody needs to know Christ as their Savior and Lord. Thank you, boys and girls, and Serena and Wendy and whoever else helped with that. We have just a few minutes, and they asked me if I'd say just a word, and I'll do it short, and we'll get out of here this morning. But isn't it a wonderful thing to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord? I want to share with you just a passage of Scripture. Go back to the book of Luke. We've been reading in that passage of Scripture. And when you come to the book of Luke this morning, I want to just share this brief word with you. I love children around Christmas time, don't you? I love to see their excitement there and the gleam in their eye when they see all the decorations and anticipation of Christmas and being with family. When you come to the book of Luke, the story of Christ once again, it tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ being born. I begin with verse number 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall see the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now even to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. In verse number 15, they said, let us go see this thing which has come to pass. And then in verse number 17, and when they had seen, they made known all things concerning the child. And then in verse 20, it says in the last phrase, and they were praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. Will you bow your heads? Heavenly Father, thank you again for letting us be here today. I want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, for the fact that during this time of the year, we remember that unto us a child was born and unto us a son was given. Thank you that you loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, clothed in a human body, that he might suffer and bleed and die, that we might have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you for the boys and girls this morning, for the truth that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. And with everything else, the lights, the trees, the gifts, all the songs, nothing matters unless you have Jesus in your heart and know him as your Savior and Lord. And I pray, God, this morning in this auditorium and the radio audience, the internet audience, that if there's some who've never trusted Christ, that they this morning would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just very briefly, I was thinking this morning that for all these years I've preached probably 250 different messages relating to Christmas. I've never thought about what I thought about during the week this week. These shepherds came to see what the babe in the manger. The wise men came to see the Savior. Mary saw her child, and Joe Berry sings that song about Mary. And Mary, did you know, as she looked on him and touched his face, and as his little hand touched her, did she know she was touching the face of God? Joseph looked at that child and knew that it was a promise that God, the Holy Spirit of God, had spoke to his heart and said, don't fear to take Mary to be thy wife. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And all these people saw something. But you know, I love Christmas through the eyes of a child. And this morning, I want to think for just a few moments about Christmas through the eyes of the child, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas through his eyes. I want to remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ was God incarnate in human flesh. The man part of him grew and developed, but not the God part of him. He was God before the foundation of the world. In eternity past, there was God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And all the fullness of the Godhead was made a body, and he lived in that body here in the earth. He was God, every bit God, not beginning to be God when he went to the temple for the first time, not beginning God as he was at his baptism, but before the world was, he was God. And he was God in that baby. And my dear friend, when he was in that baby's body, here's a unique child. In the program, Brother Ricky said, not like any other child. He's not like any other child. This child, unto us a child is given. Unto us a son is given. Unto us a child is born. This child was not like any other child. This child saw his mother born. Oh, the joy of a mother when she sees her child for the first time. All that travail and all that suffering, and to see that baby for the very first time. My dear friend, this child, unlike any other child, saw his mother the day she was born. This child, like no other child, saw Joseph before Joseph took his first step. He saw Joseph as he developed and grew. He saw Joseph as he learned how to be a carpenter and how, in turn, he would teach his son Jesus in the flesh to be a carpenter as well. This child, unlike any other child who sees everything for the first time, had seen all that was in the world when he arrived. He saw it many, many years before. This child, through the Christmas, through the eyes of this child, was like none other. He saw those shepherds in that dark Judean night. Before they ever saw the angels, this child saw those shepherds. My dear friend, before those wise men far in the east ever saw the glistening star in the starlit night, Jesus, this child, saw them. And he saw their wonder and amazement when they saw that child. He saw these wise men as they came. And as before they had the gold in their hand, he saw that gold as ore in the earth somewhere. He saw it. This child saw like no other child. Christmas through the eyes of this child was unique in every way. This child, born in that stable, saw in that city of Bethlehem all those who had no time for him. He saw all the religious crowd of that day who had no inkling that the King of Israel and the Savior of the world was born in Bethlehem that day. This child saw his forerunner, John the Baptist, born. This child saw the River Jordan in which he would be baptized when it first began to flow. He saw it with his own eyes. This child, like no other child you've ever seen, this child saw the fish swimming in the ocean and the grain hanging on the vine in a field before it ever became bread and fish that he fed 5,000 with. He saw it like nobody else has ever saw it. This child, through his eyes, Christmas was completely different. This child saw a little seedling break forth through the ground, saw it become a seed, and this child saw the tree on which he would suffer and bleed and die. This child saw in the nighttime as well as in the day, as clear as you can see on a sunlit day. This child saw the hearts of men and women, not just their faces, but he saw their hearts and he saw their thoughts. This child saw Lazarus in the dark tomb when the stone laid on the way. This child, before Lazarus ever came out, saw life flood back into his body and stand erect out of death in that grave. This child saw Christmas like nobody else has ever seen it, because this child is like no other child. This child was Emmanuel, God incarnate in human flesh. This child, my dear friend, saw the hill on which he would suffer and bleed and die. And this child saw in the hearts of men and women. He saw betrayal in the heart of Judas before Judas ever knew he would betray the Lord. He saw compassion and brokenness in Peter before Peter ever repented after the rooster crowed. He saw it, and he said, Peter, I pray for you that your faith does not fail. This child saw Christmas like no other child. This child would hang on a cross, but before he ever came to bleed and suffer on that cross, he saw the masses of all humanity. He saw them lost. This child would see Christmas like none other. this child would stand on the hill overlooking Jerusalem, and with those eyes that he could see eternity, he would weep over fallen men. And he'd say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets, how oft would I gather thee together as a hen gathers her chick, and you would not come to me, that you might have life. This child, my friend, would see the woman at the well with compassion like no other man had ever looked on her. This child would open blind eyes of those who could see clearly in a human realm, but he could see their heart and knew their need, real need, and that was salvation. This child, my dear friend, would look on the hearts of men and women through all the ages. This child could see yesterday as clearly as today, and he can see eternity as you and I see one another today. This child. Christmas through the eyes of this child was like none other. In Isaiah it said, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He could see on that cross men who would revile him and curse him and buffet him, but he looked on them with different eyes. He saw them through eyes of compassion and eyes of pity and sacrificing himself. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, my dear friend. This child could see in heaven, and this child could see in hell. This child, my dear friend, could see in time. This child saw you when you were born. This child saw every sin you've ever committed. This child knew every failure that you'd ever have. This child saw you in your need and your lostness. And this child bore all of your sins in his own body on the tree. And thank God for those of you who are here and saved today. This babe in Bethlehem saw you the day you bowed in the old church, or in the church wherever you were from, or in your own bedroom, or in the back of a cotton field somewhere. This child saw Christmas like none other. He saw you the day you trusted him as Savior and Lord. And he saw you before the foundation of the world and knew you and loved you. And thank God for that. This child in Bethlehem that day saw far past the kings and far past the shepherd. This king saw a rising church who'd been redeemed, washed in the blood. He saw them stand before him without spot or wrinkle. He saw them cast their crowns at his feet and say, glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. He saw that. He saw, my dear friend, his future reign as he reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he saw you, my dear friend, gathered around that throne for all eternity with your loved ones and thanking God. Christmas through the eyes of this child was like no other child. He didn't see the bows and the ribbon and the twinkling lights and the glistening trees that you and I see. He saw redeemed mankind because of what he as a Savior would do. And the Bible said he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. He prayed a great high priestly prayer in John 17. And he said, Father, I pray for them. And not only for them, but for all those who come after them. I pray that they might be where I am, that they might behold me in my glory. He saw, my dear friend, the day that you and I would leave this world and enter into his presence to behold his glory. He saw the glad reunion of moms and dads and grandchildren as they enter that gate of that celestial city where there's no more sickness or sorrow, pain, and he suffered and bled and died. Seeing all of that as a babe in the manger, he saw Christmas like nobody else. He saw glad reunion days of moms who had to say goodbye to infant babies, of husbands who had to say goodbye to dear wives. He saw that glad reunion day of children who buried mom and dad, but he saw them as they entered into heaven itself, into that place where there is no more separation and no more sickness or pain. He saw Christmas like nobody else saw it. And my dear friend, listen, if those angels said glory to God in the highest, they understood just an inkling of what this child understood his coming in flesh would mean to all of mankind. He said, I've come to give my life a ransom. And he said, Father, all that you've given me shall come to me. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. My dear friend, Christmas through the eyes of this child was like none other. My dear friend, can I ask you a question? How do you see Christmas? Do you see the Savior? Do you see the Lord Jesus Christ not just as a babe, but as that sacrificial Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world? Have you ever trusted him as your personal Savior? My dear friend, imagine this. Imagine this. Jesus Christ looked out through eternity. My dear friend, He saw you. He saw you this morning. He saw everything you've ever done in all your life. And yet He loved you enough to suffer and bleed and die on that cross. My dear friend, what a joy it'd be at Christmas time to receive the greatest gift of all, the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Would you bow your heads in prayer for just a few moments for all of those in the radio audience and in the internet audience and here in the building? My dear friend, what a great tragedy it would be to go through this time of wonderful singing and all that goes on around Christmas time and yet not know the Christ of Christmas, not know the joy. Oh, listen, I just wonder what it would be like to see Christmas through the eyes of the child. My dear friend, I trust that God has spoken to your heart through the music, through the play this morning, and through the Word. And my dear friend, God will help you to have a clearer vision of what Christmas is all about. While we have our heads bowed and our eyes are closed this morning, let me ask you a question. How many of you this morning, as those wise men who came and knelt, I thank you, Chris, for that great song. That was a wonderful song. Thank you, Brother Brad, for singing this morning. Thank you for boys and girls. And Lord, for all the music we thank you. I wonder how many of you could say, Brother Billy, the joy of Christmas lives in my heart because I've trusted Jesus and He's there. Would you raise your hand this morning and as a testimony to Him? Because that babe in the manger can see you this morning. He's no longer a babe. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, seated at the right hand of the Father. And you lift your hand in testimony to Him and say, thank you for taking away all my sin. Thank you for the joy unspeakable, full of glory that you've given to me. While you put your hands back down, can I ask you, dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? It's our prayer and our burden that every person in the sound of my voice would know Him. How did you get Him? How do you know if you're saved or not? How do you know that you're a Christian? How do you become a Christian? Well, as clear as the Word of God is, it's simple. It said this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said He came into His own received not, but to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the Son of God, even to them that believed on His name. Would you this morning believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? And would you believe enough to do what the Bible said? Turn from your sin and turn to the Savior. Let's stand together with our heads bowed and eyes are closed. Brother Brad's going to sing a verse of a song. I want to pray. And if you've not trusted Christ, I'd invite you to come here. I'd invite you to come if you know Christ and you want to kneel around this altar and just thank Him once again. Those were wise men who came and knelt before Him and worshiped Him. And this morning you worship in where you're sitting, where you stand now. My dear friend, you may want to come for just a brief moment before you leave and before you come back this evening for the Christmas cantata. You may want to take just a few moments on this Sunday morning, the last Sunday morning before Christmas, to come and kneel and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Heavenly Father, I pray if there's a lost man or woman, boy or girl here this morning, that they would take a step of faith and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. God, I pray, God, that You'd move in our hearts. Help us, our Father, to see Christmas through the eyes of the child, and we'll thank You and praise You. While we have our heads bowed, eyes are closed, you're in attitude of prayer. If you need to come, get around this old-fashioned altar, you do it. If you're not saved this morning, you come. I'd love to pray with you, have some ladies to pray with the ladies, men to pray with the men. If I can help you in any way, I'll do it. You come right now. Join these here around the altar now. Will you come as God speaks to your heart?